which part of your brain is responsible for giving in to cravings? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Matthew Will, associate professor in the Department of Psychological Sciences at the University of Missouri, finds out.
When it comes to cookie dough, we're not the only ones who can't control our cravings. Rats in our lab, they couldn't resist it either. Our team studies the neuroscience of food-based rewards. Behavior scientists view homeostatic eating, that's noshing when you're not hungry, as a two-step process. I always think of this neon sign for Krispy Kreme donuts. The logo, the donut aroma, those are environmental cues that kickstart a craving phase that gets you into the store. The consumatory phase is when you have that donut in your hand and you eat it. Our team set out to study these two phases. We activated a hotspot in the brains of rats called the nucleus accumbens, which processes and reinforces messages related to reward and pleasure. We then fed the rats a diet similar to cookie dough, full of fat and sugar. Rats with activated nucleus accumbens ate twice as much as usual. When we simultaneously inactivated the brain's basolateral amygdala, the rats stopped binge eating. They consumed the normal amount, but they kept returning to their baskets in search of more food. It looked as if the rats still craved it, so we thought we found something interesting. We had interrupted maybe a circuit that's specific to the actual eating, but not the craving. We basically left the craving intact. In a spin-off experiment, we switched on the region of the brain associated with reward and pleasure, and then inactivated the basolateral amygdala in one group of rats, but not the other. This time, however, we restricted the high-fat diet, and both groups of rats ate similar portions and kept searching for more food. Interestingly, in the rats with activated nucleus accumbens, we found increased dopamine in the brain, which is associated with reward, motivation, and drug addiction. Whether the basolateral amygdala was on or off had no effect on these dopamine levels. However, in the brain's hypothalamus, we saw elevated levels of orexin A. It's a molecule associated with appetite only when the basolateral amygdala was activated. The results reinforce the idea that dopamine is involved in cravings and orexin A in the consumption. Our next steps are to see whether this dissociation in the neural activity between cravings and consumption exists for other types of diets.
That was Matthew Will of the University of Missouri. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.